Well, we've been here at the Nebraska Farm Bureau's drought webinar. We're going to visit with one of the participants in that webinar, one of the presenters here today, Dan Steinkruger, who is executive director of the Farm Service Agency in Nebraska. Dan, if you would, just talk about some of the programs that are available out there right now related to the drought for both crop and livestock producers.
Well, the Secretary's been looking at a number of programs over the last, and announced those changes the last 3 or 4 weeks. We've opened up the Conservation Reserve Program for CRP haying and grazing. There's emergency loan assistance available in those counties that have secretarial designations. There's also, in Nebraska, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is currently holding a sign-up for EQIP cost share funds. And the Farm Service Agency, we're looking at whether the Emergency Conservation Program is needed for cost share assistance for repairs to fences and watering facilities as a result of the fire and the drought.
Now, there's been a lot of chatter about the fact that livestock disaster programs have expired and Congress is trying to get those renewed. Just give us an update on where that stands right now.
Well, the Senate passed a farm bill with those livestock programs authorized for 2012. They did make some changes in the programs in the farm bill that they passed. The House extended those programs for 2012, and both the House and the Senate recessed for August without getting a resolution to those. And I believe the administration has committed to support those programs for drought response. So I think we're in a holding period here until Congress can get back into session and resolve that issue.
One of the questions that came through on the webinar was, assuming those programs are renewed, how quickly the whole process will take place?
Well, it'll depend upon, of course, when passage is. But I'm sure the department and the secretary are committed to getting those application periods up and going as soon as possible and being able to issue payments to livestock producers as soon as we could. And hopefully that timetable would work so that we could get that done in a couple of months or no later than the end of the year, I would hope.
So what are some of the key things people need to be keeping in mind right now from your standpoint as far as they look for possible assistance here?
Well, I think on the livestock programs, for death loss, for the livestock indemnity program, they need to be maintaining records of death loss. For the livestock forage program, there's really not a lot that they could do right now to be prepared for the application. And then, of course, the crop insurance program, our primary risk management program in the department, they just need to make sure that they're communicating with their agent and company in order to have appraisals done or those types of things done that in order to maximize their benefits under their crop insurance policy.